Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I hope you're doing well. I'm Jason, your host as always, to guide you on this journey of excellence and imagination. I have a pretty cool episode. I am going to be talking about DC Comics Teen Titans Own Bumblebee. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way and we will get into this. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, and I am also on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. YouTube is the absolute best way to reach out to me. I love having conversations with you guys. I would really love it if you liked, commented, shared, subscribed, all that good stuff. You know, it helps me out a lot. And if you don't want to do that, or if you want to just email me directly, you are more than welcome to do that too. My email address is b4itall@yahoo.com. Okay, so, superhero fun fact! Beast Boy wasn't a member of the first Teen Titans. He was, however, around when the first Teen Titans were fighting crime. Beast Boy was introduced in the pages of Doom Patrol, as he was adopted by two heroes from that team, Elastigirl and Mento, the Freshmaker. So, why did I bring up like a Doom Patrol fact? Because Beast Boy was in Teen Titans and Doom Patrol. And that kind of ties into Bumblebee a little bit. So, her real name is Karen Beecher. Now, scientist Karen Beecher is the girlfriend of Teen Titans member The Herald, also known as Mal Duncan, and to help make Herald look good in front of the team, Karen secretly made herself a Bumblebee-themed supersuit and attacked the Teen Titans. She escaped without her true identity actually being revealed, so she wanted to kind of build up her boyfriend. A weird way to do it, but okay. Weird flex, right? When she later explained to Mal and the Titans what she had done, they were impressed enough to offer her membership, which she accepted. She and Mal subsequently moved to the new Titans West team, having relocated to San Francisco. When the Titans team dissolved for a time, Karen and Mal married and retired from superheroics. Karen took a job with Star Labs where she designs non-lethal weaponry. They have returned to crime fighting from time to time to assist the team, most notably during a short-lived revival of Titans West and the JLA Titans event, which reunited everyone involved with the team. A fight broke out over the fate of Victor Stone, or Cyborg. Bumblebee personally fought Zariel, a member of the Justice League, and despite the assistance of the current Supergirl, Bumblebee was swiftly defeated. Following this, Mal and Karen briefly joined the latest incarnation of Titans West, now called Titans LA, but this incarnation of the team never really got off the ground, and the heroes returned to their lives of semi-retirement. Several years later, Mal and Karen briefly returned to action as part of a team of over two dozen past and present Titans who were called on to stop a rampaging Dr. Light. Now, Bumblebee and her husband are among the heroes recruited by Donna Troy to help avert a coming crisis that threatened the existence of the universe. After a battle in space, most of the heroes were trapped by a Zeta Beam ray that Adam Strange was hoping to use for teleporting away the heroes from the rift in space. Due to the ray interactions with the rift itself, the Zeta ray altered Bumblebee's physiology, apparently transferring her body mass to Hawkgirl. This left Bumblebee approximately 6 inches in height and temporarily left Hawkgirl some 25 feet tall. In Teen Titans Volume 3, Number 34, Bumblebee is shown to have joined the Doom Patrol sometime in the past year, along with her husband, now known as Vox, and Beast Boy. See, I told you it'd come around! She must now take medicine developed by Doom Patrol leader Niles Calder to prevent her heart from going into cardiac arrest due to her tiny form. Much like Beast Boy, she now strongly resembles her animated counterpart in costume and hairstyle. in her Birds of Prey, per Birds of Prey number 100, Karen, along with numerous other DCU heroines, was contacted by Barbara Gordon and asked to join the expanded roster of the latter's team, the Birds of Prey. However, the team disbanded before she could actually participate in any missions. Karen's also a member of the Doom Patrol, and due to medicinal efforts from Dr. Calder, she has grown to a height of 7 inches, and she can live in a dollhouse. So she's able to gain something. I mean, it's progress, I guess. Now, as of Doom Patrol Volume 5, Number 1, Karen is now a divorcee. In issue number 18, Karen rejoined the team after months of inactivity due to her divorce from Malcolm. Now sporting a new costume and a beehive hairdo, Karen returned to active duty just in time for a confrontation with the Secret Six, who had come to the team's home of Oolong Island to claim it in the name of a teenage crime lord. In the ensuing battle, Bumblebee inexplicably vanishes after a brief tussle with Bane, while her teammates ultimately fight the Six to a draw. As the members of the Secret Six are being forcibly deported from Oolong, Elastigirl stops Ragdoll and forces him to empty out his pockets, where Karen is found tied up with her mouth duct taped shut. Ragdoll reluctantly returns Bumblebee to her teammates, telling them that he just wanted to keep her as a souvenir. That's messed up. That's not right in the head. Alright, following the disbandment of the Doom Patrol, Bumblebee appears as one of the former Titans who arrives at Titan's Tower to repel Superboy Prime and the Legion of Doom. In the DC Rebirth continuity, Karen is the pregnant wife of Mal Duncan. She later reveals that she has the power to fire energy blasts from her hands, which comes in handy during a former Teen Titans battle with Mr. Twister. At the end of the fight, she goes into labor and eventually gives birth to a daughter. Eventually, Karen is taken by Mal to Meta Solutions to evaluate her powers, as it was the same company that took her powers away. Or that took his powers away, I'm sorry. Unlike her husband, Karen likes her superpowers and wants to find a way to control them. Unbeknownst to them, Meta Solutions is run by Simon, and that's with a P, P-S-I-M-O-N, and the Fearsome Five, which Mal recognizes after spotting Mammoth in the lobby. Though the Fearsome Five claims to have changed, the Titans investigate their headquarters and come under attack. Karen suits up using a special suit designed by her Meta Solution, or for her by Meta Solutions, and discovers she has the ability to fly and shrink. She manages to rescue the Titans, but Simon manages to take away her memories of Mal and her child. She decides to stay with the Titans as Bumblebee until she got her memories back, much to Mal's displeasure. She eventually regains them when the Titans battle Hive and Donna Troy's evil her evil future counterpart, Troya. She quits being a superhero after the Justice League disbands the Titans to be with her family. Wow. So she's just constantly playing, like, middle character. Like, she's that definition. Never doing anything too important. She may come in and help every so often. She may even turn the tide of battle. But it's not anything, like, significant. But I don't always agree with that. Let me get into her powers. But in the meantime, you know, what do you guys think of her history? It's pretty kind of like it's just mid, right? Like, nothing too extraordinary, nothing too bland. It's just kind of there. But let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where I post videos every day. I do post superhero memes daily, so check that out. It would be great. Or you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, powers. Bumblebee originally had no true superpowers, and her unique abilities were derived from her scientific, superpowered high-tech battle suit. The suit greatly increased her strength, speed, stamina, endurance, agility, reflexes, and acted as body armor. It also allowed her to fly, create painful electric blasts that stung like actual bee stings, and emit a stream of honey, which was actually a powerful adhesive, capable of disabling her opponents by miring them in the sticky yellow goo. That's gross. As she later got stuck at a shrunken size and now possesses superpowers, where she can fly and produce exceptionally strong hypersonic blasts. So, okay, I mean, you take the Wasp and you put her in DC and you have Bumblebee, right? Alright, fun facts. A young Bumblebee appears in Teen Titans. This version is an assertive, highly skilled, and confident individual who wields twin electric stingers and possesses natural flight and shrinking capabilities. In her initial appearances, she works undercover as a student of the Hive Academy. Proven immune to Brother Blood's mind control, she was able to earn his trust and learn Hive's motives and secrets until an encounter with Cyborg forces her to blow her cover. Though she becomes an honorary member of the Teen Titans, she would later move to Steel City and found Titans East, eventually becoming their leader following Brother Blood's attempt to seek revenge on them and Cyborg. She also appears in Teen Titans Go, and this version was formerly a member of the Teen Titans and Titans East before leaving them both to become a solo hero. Karen Beecher also appears in Young Justice. Introduced in Targets, she's initially a high school student and head of the Bumblebee's cheerleading team at Happy Harbor High School. As of the second season, Young Justice Invasion, Beecher has become Bumblebee, joined the team, and become a protege and lab assistant to Ray Palmer. As of the third season, Young Justice Outsiders, Beecher retired to focus on her relationship with Mal Duncan, scientific studies, and pregnancy, eventually giving birth to a baby girl named Rhea. Due to Rhea being born with a congenital heart defect and no surgeon being available, Beecher uses her abilities to perform the surgery herself, and in the process, she contemplates activating Rhea's metagene. Wow, that's heavy. That's heavy. Bumblebee appears in DC Superhero Girls. This version is technologically minded yet shy and nervous. An alternate version, an alternate universe incarnation of Karen Beecher makes a cameo appearance in Justice League Gods and Monsters. This version is a scientist in Lex Luthor's Project Fairplay, a weapon contingency program meant to counter their universe's Justice League if necessary. After three of their fellow scientists were taken care of, Beecher convenes with the remaining scientists involved, but they are all taken care of by the Metal Men. Bumblebee appears in the DC animated movie universe, film Teen Titans, The Judas Contract. This version is a founding member of the Teen Titan who primarily appears in flashbacks. She's also making a cameo appearance in Teen Titans Go to the Movies, makes a non-speaking appearance in a flashback film Justice League Dark Apocalypse War, where she rejoins the Titans to defend Earth from Darkseid, but is taken care of by Darkseid's Parademons. She also appears in Teen Titans Go and DC Superhero Girls Mayhem in the Multiverse. She's an unlockable character in Teen Titans. Boss in Superman Returns. Like, this version is a supervillain who is accompanied by a hive of clones. That sounds pretty lame. She appears as a playable character in Young Justice Legacy. She appears in DC Superhero Girls Teen Power. And appears in DC Superhero Girls. This version is a student at Superhero High. Wow, so, I mean, she's obviously got some appeal, right? Like, she's got some appeal. They keep putting her in games and cartoons and stuff. There's something about her. So, what are my final thoughts? I'm glad you asked, because I have them prepared. Or I have some prepared. Now, Bumblebee is a really cool character, but I think she could use with some attention, you know, like, if she was a street level character, I bet she could have her own series based on one of the like lesser known DC cities. And honestly, would that be such a bad thing? I mean, we have what? Star City, Coast City, Metropolis, Gotham City. I'm sure, you know, if we want to go with Static and stuff, we have Detroit, right? We can throw in another city. There's more out there. Maybe we can put her overseas. I don't know. But something can be done with her. She'd make an awesome street-level hero. For nothing else, DC has a slew of diverse characters. But it seems like if they aren't on the Justice League, they don't really know what to do with them. Or maybe they just don't care. But there are a ton of stories and rich character designs at their fingertips if they just put in the effort for stories and marketing. I mean, you've got a character that was popular as a cameo type side item in the Titans animated show, Superhero Girls and Young Justice. Why not use that following and build on it? Like, Bumblebee could actually be a very positive role model for girls all over if they just think about it. And she doesn't have to be like the mom, you know, make her be a young adult, you know, like early 20s, making it out on her own. Maybe she just graduated college. Maybe she went to a college, graduated, and she's staying in whatever city that college is in. Because there's more than just a couple colleges in the DC universe, right? So she's doing that. She's developed her Bumblebee armor or powers, and she's doing that, but she's got to try to make it on her own. You know, I think something like that would be a really good thing. I really like the character design of the where she was in the cartoons, you know, with the little poofball hairstyle. And if I'm not saying that correctly, I'm sorry, I just don't know what it's called. But I really liked that design. It kind of made her, you know, like have an attitude and stuff, but it wasn't like a bad attitude. It was just, she had her own style with it. And I really like that. But I would like to know what you guys think. Let me know. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. My DMs are always open. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, where I post superhero memes daily. Also post superhero memes daily on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, and I post the deep dive here, and I do a weekly meme review. It's a lot of fun. I'd love it if you subscribed, commented, liked, shared, notified yourself, whatever you need to do. Also, you can catch me doing stand-up on the TN2M Shows channel, where we do that. I have a sit-down stand-up comedy routine. I've done about 3 or 4 episodes, so I'd love for you to check that out, too. But guys, I think that's going to do it for me now. I'd love to know what you guys think of this hero and what can be done. But in the meantime, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. And I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys later. Take it easy. Bye-bye.